Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communication at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayata. How are you folks leveraging partnerships to improve IT operations and outcomes?
Two examples come to mind. But let me, before I give you those two examples, I believe that CIOs need to be out connected to other CIOs. I mean, the beauty of having the CIO title is that everybody has one, and you just need to find who they are. You share, you talk. And I think we all face a lot of the same challenges. So I think that's important. I also think it's important to connect and stay connected with industry. There's a lot of venues out there that I participate in with industry government interaction, and you've got to constantly be learning. This is a very dynamic area, and sometimes I learn more about what's going on in other departments and agencies from industry. So it pays to be well connected and to maintain an understanding of what's going on in other places. I typically don't have enough money to be the first, but I don't want to be the last in anything either. So I'm somewhat competitive in that area. But I'd say one of the areas that jumps out is high-performance computing. We have used significant amounts of Department of Energy supercomputing, NASA, and National Science Foundation. And so we've been able to work different arrangements, agreements. And then we also open up our supercomputers to, I think we've got scientists from 29 different countries that actually use our supercomputers. So that actually adds to some of our security challenges. So, but we need to share our assets. I think it's great the way we've been able to utilize other agencies and departments' assets. That's one that comes to mind, and that's worked out very well. The other areas, we moved everybody to Google Apps for Government. We spent a lot of time with GSA, and know GSA, a big thanks for this, because they moved before us somewhat. I think we moved 25,000 mailboxes, and I think theirs was around 17,000. And we spent a lot of time talking to them about what worked, what didn't. But they were actually able to share all of their training materials with us, and so, you know, a lot of it we could reuse. So whenever you're looking to move to another service, another technology, it's important to understand who's gone before you, and I would reach out and talk to those individuals, see what worked, what didn't. Inevitably, there's somebody out there.
In an era of fiscal constraint, it's critical that agency leaders act with strategic intent and keep their workforce motivated to rely and focus on the mission. Reflecting on your leadership at NOAA, could you tell us how you continue to keep those employees focused and motivated, sometimes in a dramatic and painful environment? Can you, how have you sought to ensure that NOAA continues to fulfill this mission and deliver results in such an era?
Well, as I said earlier, the workforce is absolutely key to your ability to execute your mission, and it's a continuous process to recruit, retain, and improve the skills of your workforce. And I think one of the key aspects of to retain and recruit is to enable the people you have working for you to get to the next level, to get to the next job. And I'm a big believer in training. I think you need to spend a lot of money in training, especially when you can't necessarily give somebody extra money right now with the climate. But you should be training for the job that you want next, not for the job you have. I assume that you already are qualified for the job you have. But I actually go around and talk to the individuals and say, what job do you want next? And they look at me sometimes as, are you trying to get rid of me? And no, but I think it's important that you prepare in the current job for the next job. So I think when people want training, and I'm proud of our metrics that we have in this area, whether it be for, you know, moving to the executive ranks or in a different technical area or going from, you know, entry level to something, managing programs and so on, help the people get to the next level. But at the same time, I'm honest with them and say, I need 2 good years from you, you know. Stay in this job for 2 years, give me everything you got, and I'll help you prepare for the next level. People also like to work in an area that they think is moving forward, is dynamic. And if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. I think it's important to have a very powerful vision and really push the organization, push the people. I made the comments that I think everybody ought to have the opportunity to fail. And you really don't know what people are capable of doing until you push them. You want to be able to manage that failure rate, but I think it's important that everybody has the opportunity to demonstrate what they're capable of doing. So learning environment, challenging environment, constantly pushing, moving forward, implementing new technology, making sure that people have the opportunity to use cutting-edge technologies to the maximum extent. That will allow you to go after good talent and keep good talent.
Given the importance that information technology plays in the mission and program delivery, how has the role of the CIO evolved, especially considering that of being part of it and being a trusted advisor? What are the characteristics of a successful CIO in the future?
Well, I've made the point to NOAA and department leadership that I really want to be a buyer of IT and IT services in the future. And I think I've seen more and more of that. It's evolved from in the early days of you had to build the IT yourself, you had to operate it, and it was all a fairly closed system. And it really was more about the IT. Now it's less about the IT and more about the business. And I think that actually brings you closer to the mission, to be a trusted advisor. If I could reduce my job to taking our customers' requirements and funding and provisioning the right services at the right time at the right price, I mean, what they need, but I didn't actually run any of those operations, I'd be okay with that. Because I really think, especially if the business case is there, I think the future is buying from the cloud, buying from other agencies that have already implemented these services, and only then, if you can't find what you need at the right price, is implementing it yourself. But that's, to me, is a last resort, and that's how things are going to change.
Well, if we can keep on the future, I'd like to get a sense of the what do you think some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will face in the future, and how do you envision you will evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Well, I go back to the workforce and the budget. I think budget pressures are going to only get worse. They're pervasive today, and they're only going to get worse. And so, how do you get and keep this workforce that's going to help you carry out this effect? This mission that's so important. And I also think the workforce that we have is kind of at crossroads. I mean, a lot of folks are retirement eligible. Coming out of the baby boomer age and limited supply of specialized talent. When I look at cybersecurity and contract management, there's a lot of competition for these skill sets. And so how do you make it an attractive place to work? I think this has a lot to do with the last question you asked, in that budgets are going down, and how do you address the workforce issues? Those are the big challenges having opportunities. I think we really need to look at creative ways of leveraging services that have already been provisioned. And this goes back to, it might be a lot easier for me to find people who are good at program management, acquisition, and contracts than some of the extremely technical skills.
Well, as we close today, Joe, you've made a comment throughout our conversation as a thread about the workforce, the importance of the workforce in executing your mission, your office's mission, and your agency's mission. I'd like to get a sense of what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
Well, first of all, I'd say that public service is a great career choice. You get to do some really cool things, and a combination of my CIA, DOD, and NOAA, I've got to do some really cool things, like flying in the cockpit of a Category 3 hurricane in a NOAA Hurricane Hunter, and that's quite exciting. And so there's some really cool opportunities, but more importantly, you get to make important decisions every day that can benefit society, benefit all citizens, and so you're in the driver's seat for making important decisions. But I think another thing I would tell people is to you need to take the role of public servant very seriously, and you also need to understand that as a public servant, you're always in the spotlight. And that scrutiny on everything you do, everything you say is only going to become more intense as, you know, we have this pressure on budgets. But great career choice. You get to, you know, like I said, do some really cool things and make important decisions. I would recommend it. But just understand you're always in the spotlight.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, Joe. But more importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate having the opportunity. So thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Paul Kayata. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.